A Sandler trainer has several presentation tips which will help you sell more.
How much do you show your prospect during the presentation? Well, the prospect gets to see everything there is to see that relates to his pains you are trying to overcome. This is a show-and-tell session, but be careful not to dazzle your prospect with your reversing, stripping line, and other Sandler techniques. Remember the Nancy and the Seagull story? Now's not the time to paint seagulls in your prospect's picture. It's also not the time to run your mouth. Be clear, concise, caring, and patient. Whenever possible, let the prospect touch the product. Touching helps your prospect experience ownership. If you have a complicated product, make sure you let your prospect operate the product. People aren't going to tell you when they're uncomfortable. They'll say no instead. Review the OK, not OK material in this program. If the prospect interrupts, stop presenting and listen because he is buying. For example, auditory people will want to talk out their understanding of what you're explaining. So let them talk because they're buying. You don't have to finish a presentation. If you sense the prospect has bought your product or service, try the 0 to 10 thermometer technique and work off the prospect's responses. Don't get creative. If the prospect says, "That looks great, can it divide also?" Your response is, "There must be a reason why you're asking me about dividing, isn't there?" And not only does it divide, it multiplies as well. Would you like to see that? Did you hear how the second response led the prospect away from a potential pain inquiry? Happens more than you think, I promise. Remember, it's okay to go back to the pain compartment whenever a new pain is uncovered. And finally, if your presentation starts to go down the wrong track for whatever reason, don't be afraid to end the presentation prematurely. Live to sell another day.
If during the presentation you have some bells and whistles of which the prospect is not yet aware, and you think may help your cause, listen to David Sandler explain how to handle this situation.
The question is, if I have something I'm in love with, and a feature and a benefit on my product, and the prospect has not asked me about it or talked about it, is there any way that I can bring it up? Yes, you should have brought it up back in the pain step, and you could have brought it up with a question. I don't suppose you need a full-color screen on your computer, do you, sir? You probably don't have any use for that. You can't bring anything up during the presentation step. Don't play down product knowledge. In the contract stages, don't use any of it. And in the presentation step, only use that much that you need to take care of his pain.
The presentation is simply going back and reviewing the picture he painted and helping him buy his own picture back. He thinks it's what he used to know in a selling scenario as the presentation. In fact, you've already got him. You closed him. You closed him up front when you made the contract. And now he thinks he's buying it. And you just sit back and let him buy it. That's what the presentation step is.